On rare occasions, it might be a new dress or a coat. That special day was Easter Sunday. Women talked about getting out their Easter bonnets. And regardless of the weather, we all wore bright clothes, bright summer clothes. So why do we celebrate Easter? Right up until the 1980s, I don't know whether you'll remember this, the BBC would open their Easter Sunday broadcasting by playing a recording of the old hymn, Christ the Lord is risen today, hallelujah. That is why Easter is so important. The resurrection is an event in history. If Jesus had not risen from the dead, Christianity would not exist, and Jesus' death on the cross would have been pointless, just another deluded man put to death by the Romans. As the Apostle Paul puts it, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. Christianity is the only religion where God reaches out to men, women, and children with a message of love, grace, and forgiveness. All of the other religions feature men and women by their own efforts, trying to reach out to remote gods and goddesses. In contrast, Jesus came to earth to live a perfect life, and by his death on the cross to make a way for anyone to be forgiven and reconciled to God. You see, all of us, every one of us here, have rebelled against God, and Jesus is the only way back to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. By raising Jesus from the dead, God was proving that he accepted Jesus' sacrifice of himself on our behalf. The Bible puts it, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. For me, that's very personal. I believe that Jesus died to take away my sins, past, present, and future. And many years ago now, I put my trust in him. We all of us have to face death. It is the one certainty of life. Jesus has given me the certain hope that my death will be the beginning of a life with him for eternity. Jesus said to a grieving woman, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She replied, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ. I say today, how about you? Do you believe? And are you trusting in Jesus? You can do right here and now in the quietness of your heart, just between you and God.